It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Who should name the baby? The mom or the dad? That is what we are debating on today's Melissa versus Austin. Melissa, you're a mom.
Oh, yes, I am. And Austin, you're a dad.
Yeah. This stems from an argument we've been having at home. Look, we're nowhere near to having a third. I just want that to be clear.
Right. You're like, but if.
But the conversation has started, like, if we were to have one, who gets naming rights? And so, obviously, names should be collaborative between a husband and a wife or a man and a woman.
But ultimately, if you can't decide, then you're going to have one person decide the name.
Right? Who gets final say? So that's what we are debating today. Melissa?
Yep.
Since you are a lady, I'll allow you to go first.
Well, thank you very much.
We've got our producer Kyle in here to judge. Kyle?
Yeah.
Hi, Kyle.
Make this a fair fight.
We will try our best. You each have 30 seconds to make your arguments. Let's go.
All right. I have 3 points.
Okay.
The first one is women should get the final say because women's hormones are racing.
Okay.
All right. It's a very hormonal time, as everybody knows.
Sure.
So that is one particular reason. The second reason is because women carried the baby for 9 months.
Okay.
Carrying stuff is very tough.
We've heard about it all 9 months.
I carry the groceries. Sometimes that is difficult.
Yeah, well, carrying the baby is more difficult, Kyle. Okay, and the third reason is because men get to give every one of their babies last names.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, all right. That's why women get the final say.
Judge, can I go?
Okay, Austin, you're up.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to pick up right where Mel left off. Family lineage. It is important coming from the man's side of the family. Not only is the last name being carried on, but the first name should as well.
Ooh, juniors,
right?
Third, fourth. Okay.
If I didn't want an Austin Huff Jr., I got to name him Austin.
Yeah.
Right?
Interesting.
All right. The second one. Wives already get showered with gifts and with everything. Everyone's always out. How's the wife? The husbands just are in the shadows of the pregnant belly. They never get to any love. So why not throw them a bone by giving them the naming rights?
Interesting. Okay.
And lastly, dad will give the baby a name that won't get made fun of. There. I said it. Okay. All these names thrown around on TikTok and everything.
All right. I think you both made very compelling arguments. So it came out as a draw in my mind. So it came down to the text line. And a 312 texter says, I feel like mothers have better choices for baby names.
Oh.
So in this week's Melissa versus Austin, I have to go with Melissa.
No!
Mothers get naming rights from now on.
Mom's get everything.
Right after International Women's Day.